Chuck.
We talking about
Charleston.
The Charleston Battery.
Yeah, this is the Chucktown Check-In coming at you with a USL playoff edition of the podcast. With me, as usual, the Sea Moose himself, Mr. Seamus Grady. How are things going, Mr. Seamus?
It's going good down here in Chucktown. I mean, as good as it can be. You got a battery win in the playoffs, man, first round. So
exactly.
I don't think it gets much better than that.
Exactly. Battery take care of FC Cincinnati on the road, 2-1. In front of a record postseason crowd of over 30,000 people. I'm not going to lie, I was impressed, and I actually loved the atmosphere that crowd presented. 30,000, it felt like a real soccer match. You know, not often you see that in USL games.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's crazy. What they've done in Cincinnati this season is just, it's really special, you know, and the fact that they've consistently kept those numbers as the season's gone on. I know we talked about maybe if it would fizzle out, you know, after the first few games, but no, I mean, they consistently kept like 20,000 plus in a Division III, you know, for Division III soccer matches in the U.S. That's very impressive.
It really is almost a shame that they got knocked out so early, because you would have loved to have seen that kind of atmosphere play itself out, you know, see what they could have done. See what kind of run they could have gone on. And with a crowd like that, I mean, you know, everyone would have been behind them. But yeah, it's especially, my gosh, that goal by Eric Stevenson. Goodness gracious.
30 yard rocket.
Curving rocket, upper impressive. 90, everything you'd possibly want in a goal. So I actually messaged you earlier in the match and told you I really don't see the Battery winning this game. FC Cincinnati had the majority of possession, seemed like they were on the more attacking side of things. I thought it was only a matter of time before they finally broke through. They broke through with that Stevenson goal. And, you know, honestly, I thought it was kind of over for the Battery. I credit the Battery for not giving up, and bad on me for giving up on them so early. That defense was, for the Battery, was something else.
Yeah, I mean, just watching the Battery this season, you never know what you're going to get. It's been kind of a mixed bag, you know, and I'm not going to lie, in the back of my head, whenever I first saw that goal, I was like, oh boy, here we go again, you know, because going into the playoffs, they had a bit of a slide, you know, they made a little push there to clinch that spot, and then they just took their foot off the gas. But I mean, very, very good on them too.
Yeah, no home games for them this year.
Yeah, no.
Not in the playoffs, at least.
I mean, it's they've kind of made the transformation into road warriors this year. So, I mean, just keep it up. I mean, it'd be nice to have a home road game, but I mean, with Richmond going down to Louisville, it looks like we're going to be back on the road. But hey, that's where they've really, really thrived this season, and big kudos to them. I mean, just overcoming the adversity there, hostile environment. You know, you're down one of your big guys with Justin Portillo out, and they found a way to win. And I mean, two goals that weren't that pretty, but I mean, they found the back of the net, and that's all that matters.
A stat that goes to your road warrior point, I think 10 out of the last 11 games they've played on the road, they have not lost. I think that's a stat. They've either tied or won those games. So, I mean, like you said, road warriors, and that's something to be happy about, at least in the playoffs. I mean, if you're going to do it one way, at least do it the way that seems to be your strength right now.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, that's the second time they've made that trip up to Nippert Stadium and, you know, put on a good result. I mean, they got the draw in front of, I think it was an even larger crowd.
Like 36,000, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Saunas again. I think that might have been one of his first goals in a Battery shirt. But, you know, that I mean, it's just so uncharacteristic, because, I mean, one of the big things we've talked about, you know, we had that big, you know, home winning streak for, you know, over 2.5 years. And now all of a sudden, and where they struggled was on the road. Now all of a sudden it's just everything's flipped upside down. So, I mean, maybe that will play into their favor, you know, looking like they're not going to be at home for the rest of the playoffs.
Tambak is getting the start for this match. Not really surprising considering he's been the guy for the last month and a half or so. you know, maybe even longer. He's really solidified that goalkeeper position. He had a few moments, specifically a great save right before the halftime to keep things level at one. Three saves on four shots on goal for the young guy. What'd you think of the performance?
Oh, man. Sam Backes is really – I think he's come into his own. And, you know, big shout to our buddy Stelios over in Greece. I think he knew it all along. You knew it all along. So I hope you listen this week, and I can say, yes, you were right. And, I always knew – I've always been, you know – I've always given Tam Backes the benefit of the doubt, even when he struggled. He's a tremendous talent, and it really showed. I mean, in a tough environment in front of 30,000 people, that is probably the biggest preparation he's had for MLS right there. Yep. And he
against mostly former MLS talent, right?
Yeah, exactly. FC Cincinnati. I know we talked about that.
I think
after the first match of the year where we got that last minute win, they really, this was not a scrub expansion team. This was, you know, a roster built from the bottom up with MLS experience. So to see him thrive in that sort of environment, I think that should get Atlanta fans very excited.
All right, so let's talk about the goals for Charleston against FC Cincinnati. Two of the more uglier goals I've ever seen in a playoff game.
Yeah.
The first by Sanis, about 40 minutes in. Do we want to say that was a foul? Because it looked to me like a foul.
I mean, there was a lot of pushing and shoving going around there. I will say, I won't say it was a foul, but you know, it was. It could have gone either way. I'll put it that way.
If you missed it, go to my timeline at Eric Quintana 47. I've got a great GIF of it, and it's pretty clear. You know, he seems to push the keeper and then head it backwards into the net. I mean, if you're gonna get away with it, might as well, right? You know, it's
you'll take what the ref gives you.
Exactly. But yeah, you know what? You got to take your opportunities. That was one that Sanis took and tied everything up at one. And you know what? With a defense like that of the Battery, sometimes you just need a little bit to go your way, and you're able to hold them off the rest of the game. That second goal coming off the corner in the second half, Zach Prince with a header, right?
That's right. It was done all season. But with Portillo out, I mean, he stepped in. He did a great job.
Yeah, Zach Prince with that header off of the chain corner. Goes directly toward the head of the guy at the near post, who then flicks it into, I guess he's trying to flick it out, but accidentally flicks it into his own net. So I don't know if that's considered an own goal. I don't think it is, but...
Well, it was a deflection, so I think you definitely give credit for that.
I think the rule is if it's on target and going in, which I think... It was considering had the defender not been there, it would have gone in. It's his goal, and that deflection means nothing. Now, if it had been going out and deflected in, then I think it's a different story. But either way, two of the more luckier goals, especially – see, here's where I have an issue with how the Battery won. Not that I mean, I don't care. The Battery won. They're moving on. But after a goal like that, like FC Cincinnati's, to lose the way they did – that's got to be heartbreaking, because that's one of the best goals you'll see in USL in a playoff atmosphere in front of your home crowd. I mean, that was ridiculously long distance and just a rocket. I've got another great GIF. Sorry, I'm not trying to plug myself, but another great GIF on my timeline that of basically from behind Stevenson, where you can see the curve, you can see the angle, you can see the attempt. Tam Backes makes on it. You can see how close he was. You can see how little chance Tam Backes had to save it. Kind of amazing, that whole series of events that led up to that goal. It was something else. But yeah, the way FC Cincinnati goes down to the Battery just seems almost unfair. Just almost. Listen, Battery, you're playing with house money at this point, so make it count.
Yeah, that it's true. And I mean, like I said at the beginning of the cast, like what they've done up there is very special. And, you know, from a league standpoint, you know, like looking at the stories of the season, from that standpoint, it is very disappointing to see this team that came, you know, this brand new team sells out, you know, darn near every week, 20,000 plus fans, and they go out in the first round. But hey, you know, you got to play the spoiler sometimes. And tell you what, Zach Prince, he picked a hell of a time to get his first goal of the season. You know, the local College of Charleston graduate, go Cougs. But you just got to play the spoiler sometimes, you know.
Yeah, that back line able to hold off FC Cincinnati to seal the win. Immediately after, you saw Cincinnati fans blaming the refs, calling out the battery for playing dirty. You know, you're looking to take advantage of every little thing in the playoffs. If the battery played dirty, I don't know if I really mind it. I think
we won't call it dirty. We'll call it gritty.
There you go. I don't think it was dirty. I just think, look, we're going to get away with everything in order to win this game. And they pushed it to the limit. And maybe even then some, maybe the ref just didn't see that push off by Sun. I don't know. I don't know how you miss it. That seemed clear as day to me.
And that's just the way the battery have played all season. I mean, if you look at the back line, I mean, they're a big physical team in the back line. I mean, you got Mueller, you got Ferguson. And, you know, I think they did a fantastic job all night. They got back to that form of what we used to talk about, where the back line was, you know, the backbone of the team. So it was good to see them make a comeback. But I will call it a gritty performance, not dirty.
One thing I
may be biased.
Yeah, I was going to say, one thing I didn't like too much, kind of lack of fluidity between the players. They didn't seem to get good passes together. They really struggled to create much. And I'm hoping that maybe against Louisville City, who they take on Saturday, that changes a little bit. Maybe they can get a little more, you know, possession into their game, because it looked, and I will admit that turf for FC Cincinnati is awful. And you can tell that FC Cincinnati has been playing on that turf for a while now, because they clearly were more used to the weird bounces the ball takes. And Charleston just wasn't. They didn't seem prepared for that level of just bounce and speed of the ball, all that stuff. It looked off.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just don't play on football fields very often.
That's,
you know?
That's
and,
true.
and yeah, I will agree with you on that, with the lack of fluidity. And I mean, you've seen throughout the season, it's kind of come and gone. There were times where, you know, they seemed like it was clicking and everything was going all right in the attacking third. And then other times it just stagnated. Yeah. And I got to wonder if missing Portillo, if I'm sure that played a role into it, but I think we do have an answer, and it's sitting on the bench in the form of two young guys. And I'm just saying, Coach Anheuser, if you're listening, I think we need a little Ibo Vise, and we might need a little Carlton next week.
I was hoping to see him, but I can understand, close game, as physical as it was.
I'm sure you weren't too disappointed to not see him on that turf, though.
I pointed that out. It's like I almost don't want Carlton to play as an Atlanta United fan. I almost don't want Carlton to play on that turf, because the risk of getting hurt on something like that, oh gosh, that'd be devastating. And you know, definitely don't need that. All for winning the match, though. So whatever it took. Up next for the battery, Louisville City. They beat Rochester Rhinos. Charleston has played them twice this season already. 1-2-0 loss at home in late May, and then another 1-1 draw that we mentioned earlier in Louisville. Louisville City finished second in the table. Seamus, how tough of a test is this for the battery?
This is absolutely a tough test. It's a team that they have struggled against historically, not just this season, but in previous seasons. And they really are a tough side. And I mean, maybe not anything compared to Cincinnati, but they do have a bit of a home field advantage. So hopefully we will see, like I said before, I'm going to drive this point to the ground. Road Warriors, you know, just embrace the moment, play the spoiler. So hopefully they can bring some of that grit again and put some goals in the net, maybe find a little more cohesiveness on the offensive side.
This is a weird field situation again, right? Because they play on a baseball field, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
We might have to break out the baseball cleats. break out the A-rods.
They don't play. They patch the grass on that dirt though, right? They don't actually.
They
play
do.
On the dirt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
and
good.
Really for like compared to, so I mean, you see it throughout lower division soccer here, like and MLS with you know, Yankees FC. Yeah. But I think compared to a lot of you know, teams and pitches throughout like NASL and USL, it's one of the better ones on a baseball field, as good as it can be on a baseball field.
Louisville City Taking on the Charleston Battery. That match coming at you Saturday, October 8th at 7:30. That's this Saturday on YouTube. Tough that it won't be at home, but certainly winnable game for the Battery, especially having that road warrior mentality. Any final parting thoughts for you, Seamus?
Well, I think we covered it. Hopefully we see some more Carlton, some more Ibo Bise. That's all I want to see. A little more fire on the offensive side of the ball, but hopefully they can keep it up. Play the spoiler, Battery. Play the spoiler.
All right. Hopefully we're talking about a win next week. And until next time, everybody, take it easy. We will sink, but we are the Battery.